different ways in different contexts.
Oh, that the day in the year, Casual Empire, that did you sit down to Turtle Combustion, so much was Hango, the Shandon does Cow Chavarita. Shandon Liata, sorry, since you go out of Chavarita, and the Shandon Tillu too many petitioners, sorry, she did about the change, not so much about Isha.
Thus, in this way, the views of all of the schools get down to the same thing, except for that misinterpretation of other emptiness by the Chonambas. To whom we will have to say sorry.
That the other don't want you come to that. Don't want you that did that. The sharing binalia, soup, don't want you so, so the don't want you shammy, don't want you like a social minus, a tuny shibodi. Sunny, Ganda, sure, Tamjalo, Nashes, Shendi, Mingi Wang, Tarzan. Mingi Tabala Tenny, Tubding as you saw in the Tangi Devajo in Bari. That Tangi Devajo, Mingi Wang Tabala Tenny, Dubaji in the Ran Truva, Shanna Matuve, a Tabak on the Duba in the Matave, Rawang to some majority. Matavar Shanna Matuva, Rawang to some majority in the Rawang and Shink Tangbari. Today in the Tangi Devajo in the Chatterjah Tongbani, Tongbani Ranshin. Tongwan 댄지 제바진 그 정신 그 수코랑 모니기 시월에 모니기 시점 때는 수코랑 그 주니 쓰여 수코랑 그 터두고 들루이 말 수코랑 그 터두고 다 내수리 말에 수코랑 그 터두고 내주디 깬 샹아 마대바 라왕 그 주베 똥베 정신 성어 인도 수고 긴지 태기 아래 아 수기 핀지 태기 아래 어떤데 인도 정신 똥베 인래 최신 수기 수 샤리완 소리 말에 어떤데 인도 수 똥보 똥보니 수소스
As it says in the Heart Sutra, form is emptiness, emptiness is form, form is not other than emptiness, emptiness is not other than form. Because phenomena are dependently designated, because they are dependent arisings, there is no way that they can be established under their own power. Because they are not established under their own power, they must be dependent arisings. Thus, the reality or the emptiness, the reality of forms is not to be found separate from forms. Rather, the very nature of forms themselves is their absence of inherent existence. That is their final reality. Similarly also, forms themselves, because of being empty of inherent existence, are able to undergo change. That's what makes them changeable. Thus, emptiness and dependent arising are indicated to be compatible. The very entity of a form is the entity of its emptiness, and the very entity of its emptiness is the entity of the form. As long as one thinks that because phenomena are empty of inherent existence, it's difficult to understand how they could be dependent arisings, then one does not have a full understanding of emptiness. Rather, when you get to the point where you understand that because phenomena are empty of inherent existence, they must be dependent arisings, then your understanding has become natural or full. So the union of appearance and emptiness, the union of the two truths, appears ripe with that flower.
Take you could shoot your stand. That was the last.
Earlier, it was just a bud, but now that there's been this explanation of the union of appearance and emptiness, it has opened. Thus the understanding of emptiness is fantastic, isn't it? It is something that can serve as an antidote to the misconception of inherent existence, and yet in itself also induce greater understanding of cause and effect. So that's the explanation of the topic of wisdom, how to meditate on emptiness. In mantra, in tantra, the understanding of emptiness as it is presented this way in the Madhyamaka text is accepted fully just as it is in those texts. Nothing is added on to it from the point of view of emptiness itself. But from the point of view of the consciousness realizing emptiness, there are subtler levels for realizing that, and thus there are techniques for inducing those subtler consciousnesses which are then used to realize emptiness. Thus, mantra has its own uncommon or unique modes of the union of basic knowledge and emptiness. For instance, in the Sāgyabha system, the Sāgya Pandita said that sutra and mantra cannot be differentiated by way of view. However, while saying this in the Sāgyabha system, they present four different views in the four initiations. So does this seem to be a contradiction or not? It's not a contradiction, because when the Sankhya Pandita says that sutra and mantra are not differentiated by way of view, he's referring to the view as object, emptiness, the object that is realized. Whereas when he sets forth four different views with respect to the four initiations in highest yoga tantra, the view there is taken from the point of view of the subtler consciousnesses realizing emptiness, the subjective view, the view as subject.
Mm. dajul re dan dajul te be samde di di ne la tang ni de ne ja ne ge samde me ne ge samde ja da ta ba de be samde se ne samde zu jun ba shin du gyu ni ta ma ja da ta ba de be samde di gi ta shila su ri ding ri kya ba ju du yong ge are
In mantra, there come to be special meditative stabilizations, which are a union of calm abiding and special insight, realizing emptiness. For instance, with respect to action tantra, from among the three lower tantras, one engages first in practices that are called concentrations without with repetition. Concentrations with repetition, and then engages in concentrations without repetition, these being the concentrations abiding in fire, abiding in sound, and then finally the concentration at the end of sound. Through that concentration bestowing liberation at the end of sound, one achieves a special meditative stabilization, which is a union of calm abiding and special insight, observing emptiness.
Tishin du ju ju dang, and a sado nanjo ju gulia, any caso dingin, caso de nudu duyagi, top metashonji.
Yes, similarly, also in performance tantra and especially in yoga tantra, there are unusual techniques for quickly generating meditative this sort of meditative stabilization.
That in the national lament lay on the that delays of the chin, that little net in New York, so long till you have it laying behind it.
And then in highest yoga tantra, there are even more profound techniques which involve a concentration on important points of the body, this involving the topic of the channels, winds, or inner energies, and drops of essential fluid.
Daya. Tao su tete bukone, ani shila sundi tingin zin, kone kondo, dalado ta, kone kondo cheshu bachi, but dalado tuya shiere.
It is through such ways that the meditative stabilization, which is a union of calm abiding and special insight, is achieved more easily and more quickly. Thus the basis is renunciation, the thought to get out of cyclic existence. The motivation is the altruistic intention to become enlightened.
And then
in mantra, through techniques that enhance the development of the meditative stabilization, which is a union of calm abiding and special insight.
To me, Paja the Chava, Dan and Jumbe, and it goes a young with the Sanya Kuango to Chiati, Tao Lam Yosuranti.
One can actualize the state of Buddhahood, which is a state in which all obstructions, the afflictive and those to omniscience, have been removed. This is the entire process of the path. Thus, even though Tibetans might not have materialistic wealth that you can keep in the billfold, they have this wealth that's kept in the brain, in the mind.
Yeah, yeah. That looks sick. That's the same thing. Any?
So now, with respect to the Buddhahood, which is a state of having removed all defects and attained all good qualities, one can speak of the Buddha body, which is that state, the one body. And it can be divided into the truth body, which is the fulfillment of one's own welfare, and the form bodies, which are for the fulfillment of others' welfare.
That then is Sudi Shandu, Sudi Kutelei, 가서 뒤져 다 이런데 다 뒤져 다 맡아게 개발과 관계 아니 롱주적으로 구다 롱주적으로 수구다 가서 주고 주구 다 수구체니 수구니 체연도 다 구순체
Then the form bodies can be divided by way of their appearance to beings on various levels of impurity and purity, these being the division of the form body into the complete enjoyment body and emanation bodies. Then also the truth body can be divided into two types, the nature body and the wisdom, exalted wisdom body, thus making four Buddha bodies. Then the nature body can be divided into the nature body, which is the natural purification from obstructions, and the nature body, which is the pure state of purification from adventitious obstructions. Then the exalted wisdom truth body can be divided from many different points of view, and thus in Maitreya's ornament for realization there come to be 21 groups or divisions. And then it can also be divided more finely into 146 divisions. So the emanation body and also in the paths of preparation and paths of accumulation, different types of emanation bodies in various numbers according to their level of realization. Thus also there are various types of emanations that appear according to the type of environment, whether it be pure, impure.
The time come when Buddhism does no more use. This is the final destruction. What did you do?
They
can reincarnation.
I'll do the first part. The Buddha's teaching is said to last for 5,000 years. And at the end of that 5,000 years, it'll finally be destroyed with nothing remaining.
By one?
Oh.
Who is reincarnation of Buddha?
By someone who is a reincarnation of Buddha himself, it being the case that there will be no value in the teaching at that time. And just as there is this land where the Buddha's teaching is appearing, thus there are said to be billions of world systems like this one.
And
the system of a billion world systems, if that you take that as one system, it is also said to be limitless in number. Thus, in some world systems, the teaching is increasing, and some it's decreasing, and some it's appearing, and others it's deep, disappearing. In any case, the teaching remains continual somewhere at all times. Thus it is said that the Buddhas never disappear into nirvana and the teaching never vanishes.
That's my end. Thank you.
At first, we will recite the Heart Sutra.
Those people who can recite Heart Sutra in Tibetan, then of course you can think about the meaning, about Shunya, Shunyata. Then those people who do not know about the Heart Sutra, then just think about Shunyata as before we discussed. Shabbat Samola, Jabasha, the Jesus, Yeram, Shimde, the Gate, the Garden, the Sandava, Shadan, the Dupo, 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 the S 마섬 주미 시로 파르제 마제 맹가나게 모니 소소라레 예제 대성자의 영어 사자모 다 드리니 심지 지하디 다 장소 심지 난 멤버 심지니 다이니 그게 달라져 어이 가사 죽으디 심지 심지 미년배 쭉 다른 신기니 겨와심을 편지했네 심지 미년배 다 쭉라 러비야 어디 이리 차서 한 양린 시투베지 죽느니 아니 심기에바 심기에바 걸려야 시들 심기에바 되니 튼 남도야 아니 메당와라 송기인이냐 바체 도스잖아 아니 무슨 담셔셨어 사딘 바래 다야 된다 얼른 메뉴에 지이나 아니 심지어 타지고 돈도 산지 고방 터버를 차오 터버를 쇼냐 바 짱기 심 기록 찍셔야 바래
With regard to altruistic mind generation and specifically here the aspiration to generate the intention to become enlightened for the sake of all sentient beings, for those people who are capable of training in the four causes keeping this altruistic attitude from deteriorating, that person can make a promise to make the aspiration. Otherwise, one can just think, I will aspire to highest enlightenment for the sake of sentient beings without making the promise. So what are the precepts which serve as the causes for the non-deterioration of the altruistic intention to become enlightened? First of all, for the sake of increasing your enthusiasm for generating the intention to become enlightened for the sake of others, one recollects the benefits of doing so. And then for the sake of increasing the actual intention to become enlightened, one generates that intention three times during the day and generates it three times also during the night. If you divide the day into three periods and the night into three periods, and during each of those periods work at generating this altruistic intention to become enlightened, it's very good. It's like on a regular time basis, like eating food. But if you can't do that, at least at one period in the morning, generate it three times, and then at night time, generate it three times in one session.
Tadi malam dia aku cik mana yang dia, tak ada sambil nane, si canggih sistem minum tu samda, ah tangga sistem canggih nak sanji kau top gugur tu top show sama tu sen samda yang dia.
Even if you don't have the words of the prayer, it is sufficient to think on the meaning, to think on the objects of intent, what you are seeking to do, that you're seeking to achieve enlightenment in order to be of service to others.
Then, ngaranzo simja tamje ge chedo sim gi ge ba yindu no kan ge tondo sim ge ba da simja tamje se a di kung ge da simje chig le yina ya ane lwe me ba
Then, since one is seeking to gain highest enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings, the next practice is not to give up or neglect the welfare of even one sentient being. If in observing any one sentient being, such as an enemy or someone who's doing something bad to you, you develop a bad attitude toward that person and take that person out of the count of beings for whom you're achieving supreme enlightenment, then because one out of the count of all has been removed, all is no longer there. Then the fourth is to as much as possible accumulate the two collections of merit and wisdom. To accumulate the collections of merit in terms of a similitude of that collection, it means to engage in any altruistic activity or to engage in any virtuous activity.
With
respect to accumulating the collections of wisdom, to actually do this, it's necessary to generate the uncommon understanding of the Madhyamaka view. This being very difficult, as a similitude at this point, one can at least maintain the wish to understand the view of either the Chittimatra or Madhyamaka schools. Maintain the wish to understand it and try to understand it also. In order to keep the altruistic intention to become enlightened from deteriorating in future lifetimes, there is the training in the four wholesome practices and the abandoning of the four unwholesome activities.
That Kembo the Lovin the Lama Tindigita or Yu Chalia Zunji Uko at the Nakchu Tambo.
So the first of the unwholesome activities is to lyingly deceive a abbot, lama, or some high person. The second unwholesome activity is to cause others who are doing virtue to regret that they are doing virtue. The third unwholesome activity is to criticize and or belittle any bodhisattva. And the fourth is deceit and dissimulation.
The
opposites of those four are the four wholesome practices, the first being not to lie to anyone at all. There are exceptions when one can bring about great welfare to others through lying, but otherwise there are none. The second is not ever to deceive anyone, but always to remain very honest. The third is to respectfully consider bodhisattvas to be great teachers, never to treat them without respect. Since we don't know who is and who is not a bodhisattva, it's best to treat all sentient beings with respect. As it says in the eight stanzas of the training of mind, it's best if one always assumes the low position and views others as high. And the fourth wholesome practice is that when it is appropriate, one should directly or indirectly help or cause anyone else to move toward perfect enlightenment. If you think you can train in these activities, then you can make the promise to aspire to highest enlightenment. If we did the ceremony in full form, there would be a refuge, supplication, and then the actual mind generation. And if I did these in Tibetan and we translated and so forth, it would take a long time, so I will forego most of these. So I think to do it in a summary form, condensed form. At the least, the Lama in whose presence one participates in this rite of the aspirational intention to become enlightened, at the least that Lama should have the practice of the altruistic intention to become enlightened and possess the vows of the Bodhisattva. It is difficult for me to have fully qualified versions of this in my own mental continuum, but daily I am taking the Bodhisattva vows myself. As in basis or image, one needs to have an image, one definitely must have an image of Shakyamuni Buddha. As an image of the word of Buddha, one should have at least the condensed perfection of wisdom sutra. We don't have that here, but we recited it, so we have it mentally.
And the place
where you're generating this altruistic aspiration, you should imagine, is filled around the sides with the stories of Buddha's earlier lifetimes as a bodhisattva, as if television were showing from all sides. And you can consider me, the Lama, to be the messenger of Shakyamuni Buddha. It is our custom whenever one of us as a Lama gives a lecture to bow down to our own throne before we get on it. This is to indicate that the Dharma, the doctrine, is the most important. And thus we bow down to that before getting up on the throne. From another point of view, it is a counteragent to generating the pride of getting puffed up thinking about how great one is because one is getting up on the seat to teach.
And when I
get up on the seat, just as I'm sitting down, I recite to myself the words of sutra about impermanence and emptiness, which are that all phenomena are to be considered as like stars of what is seen in dimness, a butter lamp, illusion, not frost, dew. Dew. Bubbles of water.
And milam.
And dreams. And lightning. And in this way, to reflect on the impermanence and emptiness of inherent existence of all phenomena, and then at the end of it, I snap my fingers. So, first of all, it's necessary to accumulate the collections by way of the sevenfold service. Instead of reciting the sevenfold service, I will give an explanation of each of them as we pass through them. The first is homage, and it is initially to pay homage to Shakyamuni Buddha and the Bodhisattvas, whom one imagines as filling the space in front of you.
Yeah.